Good evening. Good evening. I'm broadcasting to you from my kitchen in Glenmire in Cork, and I'm surrounded by all sorts of things like a cold cup of tea and a completely finished bottle of Minerva red wine, which has got the title of Paul, and a collection of shortbread biscuits. Walker shortbread biscuits, and I am resisting the temptation to take any more of those. Also on the table in front of me is Benelin children's chesty cough, and not for me. There's a Barbie doll on top here. There's a little elephant creature. There's a cork from De Mendezum, Jean-Marc de Quazal, wherever that is, somewhere in south of France. And in other words, and a stapler. So there's also a toy that a dog would use for running around and hoping that you would throw it. There also is one last thing in addition to my diary. Here on the kitchen table is the Glyndebourne Festival Opera Programme for the year 2011. This is my way of illustrating the mess and the muddle which you can easily create if you are a collection of people who haven't got an obsessive cleaning gene in your blood. Now, I'm just want to use this particular audio boo to talk back to Apple, the company Apple. Now, the company Apple are fantastic, as we all know, but they have they're made up of people, ordinary people. So I'm not talking now to a brand. I'm talking to whoever is the real person who prevented or urged Bernie Goldbach not to tweet and not to send out real-time communications from a meeting that was going on, in which Apple, I understand, were introducing Topgold, so some of their latest offerings. The idea that somebody in the modern world would request people not to tweet, to me, is a bit like requesting people not to pick their nose. You know, it isn't really good form to draw attention to it. You just really, we live in a world in which it's much healthier to live and let live. If you're prepared to say something in a room to other people who have, let us say, some of whom might even have a photographic memory, so that they can immediately after they've left the room go off and blog about what you said, in other words, report and share the intelligence, then don't ask them not to tweet. Let people have their own modern way of doing things. That's my... So I just really want to say that, you know, this is all about clutter and being clogged up by paper on the one hand, but metaphorically being clogged up by ideas and distractions which are unhelpful. A world in which somebody asks you not to tweet is a world in which there are urgings being made which clog up the process of people accepting each other the way they are. So I say to Topgold, don't be put off. Don't let the bastards get you down. Don't accept that you have to comply with Apple's request that you don't tweet, especially whatever Apple want to say to you in a room with loads of other people around. Let that freely flow through you if you feel like communicating it onward. Anyway, there we are. That's another audio mo in the wonderful series that emulates NaNoWriMo, the 50,000 word epic that people are working on. I want to wish those people who are writing the 50,000 words all the best. I also want to pay special tribute to Ernmander, because he's the leader of the audio mo movement. And I want to say to him that I shall be audio booing back to him very shortly. Anyway, Paul O'Mahony is saying goodbye from a slightly cluttered kitchen at 10 past 11 on a Thursday evening. Bye-bye.